Are there any other stories from this wealth of things that have all happened that you want to just mention?
Yeah, I thought I toyed with including this one story. It's the last conquest he makes to officially end the conquest of Sicily. And it's such a great story. I wanted to, but in the end, it didn't really add. And I felt like it just made the whole thing too long. But the last emir that he conquers is a sort of a stubborn gentleman who he's getting support from North Africa, but then Roger skillfully neutralizes North Africa. And so Roger decides it's time to end this. It's time to conquer, you know, the last remaining holdout. But the guy has a very strong fortress, and it's going to be very hard. I mean, Roger never has a lot of troops. And to have a full siege is sort of a difficult thing. So he wants to find out, there must be another reason, another way to do this. Well, he has the good fortune of capturing the emir's wife. And he knows immediately what he has. So instead of treating her poorly or, you know, saying surrender or else I kill her or something, he gives her a feast. He sits her at his table, treats her like royalty, and just lets the emir think about it. And the emir knows at this point it's hopeless. There's no, the cavalry is not coming from North Africa. You know, no one's going to help you. You're going to go out. And it's just a matter of going out gracefully or, you know, fighting tooth and nail. So when Roger thinks he's stewed enough about this, he approaches the fortress and he flies a white flag and he says, you know, let's talk. So the emir comes out and the emir has heard about this treatment and he's very impressed. And they chat very amicably, and Roger broaches the subject of surrender. And the emir says, you know, I would love to. You're an honorable man. I would love to surrender. But unfortunately, if I did, my troops would see it as a betrayal. They would kill me the moment I walked back in the gates, and we wouldn't have gotten anywhere. So I'm sorry, I can't surrender. And Roger read between the lines. What the emir was really asking was, give me a way I can save face, and I'm happy to surrender. So the two of them hatch a plan. Roger proposes it, and he accepts it. And a couple days later, the emir goes riding out through a very narrow pass, suddenly gets ambushed, total surprise, gallantly decides to spare everyone's life by nobly surrendering. And therefore, the entire garrison surrendered without a battle. And the fortress had no soldiers, and Roger just walked up to the fortress, opened the door, and flew his flag. And the emir then, who has, you know, he's got this great deal for himself, one of the conditions for the surrender was that he became a Christian. He was also married to his cousin, but it was conveniently overlooked. He was baptized, and Roger said, well, I'll give you lands, where do you want to live? And he chose very smartly, he chose a place in Italy, because he knew that if there was any trouble in Sicily, regardless of if he was involved, he would be blamed. So he chose far away in Sicily with his cousin wife and lived out the rest of his life as a perfectly respectable Christian gentleman. And I think that pretty much sums up Roger's, you know, shrewdness, his brilliance, his adeptness at, you know, Guiscard would have single-handedly taken that fortress somehow. He would have snuck in, he would have figured out some ruse, he would have frontal assault, gotten it. But Roger's way was much more, you know, subtle. And that's why I think even though Guiscard was a better general, definitely the greater figure of the age, it's almost like Roger is the more enduring. He definitely does have the more enduring legacy. Although he had a son who, and this is a blessing and a curse, who was to prove even greater than him as far as this diplomacy, as far as everything is concerned, and he was the first king. So the great count is remembered, but he's sort of overshadowed by his son, which, you know, that's a shame, but probably how he would have wanted it.